Welcome to the Motivational Medium Podcast. I'm Anne-Marie Lord, a psychic medium, author, and the founder of the Motivational Medium Academy. On this podcast, we'll explore intriguing topics such as mediumship, psychic abilities, and the amazing idea that we all have intuition within us. Whether you're a believer, skeptic, or somewhere in between, get ready to unlock your extraordinary potential as we discover the supernatural world together. If you want your questions featured on the show, be sure to join my tribe by subscribing to my newsletter at annemarielord.com. Let's go. Hello, my friends. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm so glad you could join me. And I just want to say thank you. Before we talk about today's podcast, I want to say a big thank you to everybody that emails me or gets in touch on Instagram or Facebook and lets me know how much they're enjoying the podcast. It absolutely means the world to me. I've also had some little posts put up on Spotify, which is mind-blowing. I didn't even know that was a thing that you could do that. So thank you for taking the time to contact me, enjoying the program. Yeah, and if you want to get in touch, please just email me at annemarielord.com or get me on Instagram, annemarielord_, or Facebook, annemarielord. So welcome, let's get going. Now, on today's podcast, I wanted to talk to you about how fear will and can stop you from living your dreams. Now, think about all the things that you want to achieve. And why don't you achieve them? Is it financial? Is it fear of what other people will say? Is it your own fear of how good you are? Let me take you on a little journey that I went on. It was about 2009, and I never ever told anybody what I could do. You know, as you know, I'm a psychic medium and I'm also an intuitive coach. And I never told anybody, never ever. It was always like my very close friends. My husband knew, that was about it. And I remember telling a colleague in work, about what I could do. And when we worked for Silver Chain, we'd have our break and we'd meet up together having our break and we'd get angel cards out and we'd sit and mess around with the angel cards, but we wouldn't tell anybody else about what we were doing or what can I say, that we're saying dead people, if you like. It was just something that I never, ever did. I was always worried that people would judge, people would criticize, people would think I was crazy. You know, it was absolutely debilitating to think that where I am today with a successful spiritual practice and reading for people all over the world, that I handed my fears over, if you like, or my life, if you like, through fear. I handed that over to people I didn't know. They didn't know me. You know, I was so terrified that what these people would say. So I actually kept it to myself for a long, long time. Now, I started doing Reiki in 2009 and I met some absolutely beautiful people. And while I was doing the Reiki, my mediumship and psychic abilities got enhanced, if you like. It became more powerful. Even though I could already see things and hear stuff and feel stuff, if you like, this became even more powerful. And I wasn't ever afraid of it as such. I was more, you know, if this got out, then, you know, where would I stand with my nursing? Because I was a palliative care nurse for many years, and I also worked in wound care as well. So I had a really good job. I was a clinical nurse. I was a clinical nurse specialist. I'd worked really hard to get to where I was and the role that I was in. And I was teaching nurses. And I thought that my credibility, if I be honest, would have been absolutely destroyed if I come out of the closet and told people I speak to dead people or I see dead people. I can feel things around people. I know when things are going to happen. This kind of stuff. And I worked so hard to get where I was in my nursing. And I felt like that if I come out of this closet, that I would have been shot down in flames, if you like. So I sort of feel like I was getting pulled out of the closet with certain things. And it was only some of my family and some of my close friends knew about what I was doing. But I want to tell you something as well. There was a lady, if you've read my book, you'll hear me talk about Steph, who helped me get over the phobia of flying. And Steph was a real intuitive lady. She was such a beautiful lady. She still is a beautiful lady and a very good friend. And I remember one day she said to me, "You know that if you decide to open this door, it will be big and you won't be able to close it again." And I remember saying to her, "There is no way on this earth, Steph, I am going to let people know what I do, what I see, what I feel and what I hear." And that always makes me giggle because I think, wow, well, sort of like I've let people know now and it has gone a bit crazy. And, you know, I've never looked back. So I'm very grateful of that. So let me just take you back a little bit, because at that time when I was doing my nursing in Australia and I started doing Reiki and I'd tell a few of my friends what I could do, I was starting to come out the closet, if you like. However, I was so terrified of judgment. I was terrified of criticism. I kept thinking, well, you know, I'd never been to a spiritualist church. I don't know all what goes on there. You know, this is just something I always knew I could do. And then I got to meet a lot of different people and through the Reiki, really, and they were all doing like mediumship and intuitive guidance. And it was like, and I felt like there was a path that everybody had to take. And I was not going on that path. I took my own path and my own journey and, you know, met some really great people and got to know some good stuff. But I wanted to work on my path. So the judgment I felt was not going to only come from people who were skeptical of mediumship and psychic stuff. I was also quite fearful that the judgment may come from other mediums and other psychics because I'd not been involved in their circles, if you like. So yeah, I was absolutely terrified of all what was going on. So I kept running back into the nursing closet, you know, I'd start reading for a few people. And how that happened was my friends and family would contact me and say, "Oh, you know, can you just read for such and such? She's really desperate and, you know, she's lost someone and blah, blah, blah." And then also when I was working, doing Reiki with people, people would start coming through, spirit would start coming through, and I would be giving little messages to people when I was doing my Reiki. And then I'd be saying to them, "But please don't let anybody know that I'm doing this." Do you know what I mean? I just didn't want anyone to know. And now it blows my mind to think how much power I gave away to people I didn't know and their judgments and the fear of their judgments. And, you know, the majority of the time, people are all too busy worrying about themselves to even give you a second glance, you know? So please don't let that worry you. Anyway, let's get back. So this is how I got out of the closet, if you like. But I kept getting quite fearful. So when I started getting a little bit busy, I would go back into nursing and I'd climb the nursing ladder. And it went on this pattern for quite a while. And then I started seeing more people. I started working with another medium. And then I started working on my own, doing the cafe shows. I used to do lots and lots of parties. I'd travel all over Perth and down south to go and meet people and do. And it still blows my mind to think how I ever got to that, you know. But it was just by focusing on me. I had to sort of turn around and say, okay, I cannot focus on what people might say, what they might think, or what they might do. Because that, as Wayne Dyer says, is absolutely none of your business. It's none of our business. We have to focus on us. So if you think about it, if people are judging you, if people are calling you names, if people are taking the time and effort and using their energy to slander you or whatever, then they're not focusing on themselves. So what I decided to do to get through this, and it wasn't easy, because I remember one time seeing something on Facebook and someone had said something not very nice about me. And even though they hadn't named me, it was quite clear it was me. And then all these people jumped on and were saying, yeah, I know her, and yeah, she's not very nice. And this was years ago. And I remember thinking, oh my God, I don't know any of these people. And they're all slating me and slagging me off and I don't know any of them. But that to me was like a golden ticket, because it sort of woke me up a little bit, because these people who I didn't even know was having a go at me. I remember thinking, oh my God, I actually don't know these people. But then I turned it round and I thought, I actually don't know these people. So why am I giving these people my energy? And that's what we do. We give the people who, like, if you've read my book and you look at the Fuck It Buckets, you'll hear me talk about people you don't know, people who don't know you, people who mightn't like you for whatever reason. Maybe you've got blonde hair like me, I don't know. But it was mind-blowing to think that I had given my power, and the power of stopping me from doing what I absolutely love today. And someone could have actually stopped me from doing that, or some people, or maybe even people on social media, or even people that love and care about you, because they could be afraid of what other people might say about you too. So I think about where I am now today. I've got a beautiful practice that I get to see people from all over the world. You know, I am going back to the UK later on in the year or at the beginning of next year, and I'm going to do some work over there. And I was actually going to not do any of this. And why I decided to talk about this on the podcast was because I have had the most beautifulest week. I have lots of good weeks, amazing weeks, because I get to meet the most amazing people in spirit and real. Real. Spirit is real, but in real life, in flesh, if you want to call it. Maybe that's why I get thrown out. Maybe no one wants me in their psychic circles because I don't know all the jargon or the lingo. But this is me. I get to see spirit and I get to work with their loved ones in the flesh, whether it's via Zoom or whether it's sitting in front of me. And I could have gave all that away if I would have put my energy and my focus on other people, external people, people who I have got no control over what they think. I've got no control over what they say. I've got no control over what they do. The only thing I have control over, and this is where I pride myself, the only thing I have control over is how I react. And I have a choice to do that. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not superhuman. If someone says something and it hurts me, then I'll work on it. But you know that someone has to be someone I love. Because anybody else, their opinions don't matter. So if it's someone that I love, and they love me, and they say something not very nice, then that would hurt and I would have to work on that. But as for everything else, I have spent so long and so many years not giving a tuppence, shall I say, so we're not swearing, about what they say or what they think, because I found out I have no control over that whatsoever. The only thing I have control over is how I react. And if I decide to react, then that means I'm giving my energy to them or this situation. And that isn't my situation. That's theirs. I'm quite happy within my energy. I work on me. I do my gratitude of a morning. I do my meditation. I write my journal of a night. I'm quite happy being me. And I have my reset tools, what I've spoke about in the podcast in the past and what I teach people on the online course, I have my own reset tools that get me back in a good frame of mind. So why would I want to go and give energy to someone or something or situations that made my energy not good, if that makes sense? And then I have to take time on working on that. So if I get hurt by anyone, the only person I usually get hurt by, and that's not often at all, is someone who I love and they love me. Think about it like this. Think about what you really want to do in life. Would you love to change your job? Would you love to change your relationship? Would you love to change your career? Would you love to have your own business? You know, would you love to, even like I was, come out the closet and tell people loud and proud, I'm a medium and what I do, I love what I do. I work and serve spirit and I love that. And I love meeting the people and making a difference in people's lives. I'm just the conduit. It's nothing to do with me. It's spirit comes through and the people come to see me. I'm just the conduit. And what they get and they take away from the readings is amazing. And I get to witness that every day. So wouldn't that be an amazing job to do? So think about what you're doing. Are you living your dream life? And if not, why? Don't get me wrong, it's not going to happen overnight. Mine didn't happen overnight. It was hard work and it was long and it took time. But can it happen? Yes. One step at a time. And the first thing you need to do is ask yourself, why? And when you break it down, you know, you might say, oh, I haven't got the money to do my own business. Sometimes that's actually an excuse. Sometimes it's true, but sometimes it's an excuse, because if you did have the money, then you'd have to stand out from the crowd, stand in your own power with your own confidence and show up as you. And that, my friend, can be one of the most frightening things in the world if you give your power to what people think, maybe what people will judge. So don't. I hope this has all made sense today, because I felt really quite passionate about this following some of the readings that I did this week. They've been absolutely amazing and mind-blowing and, you know, made a change and a difference in a lot of people's lives. And I thought at the end of the week, when I was given gratitude for my life, my job, my health, my family, my home, when I was given gratitude to spirit, I was actually apologizing as well, because I said to them, I actually thought at one time I was not going to do this. I was going to stay in the closet. And I would have had a good life, you know, I'd have stayed in the nurse's closet, I had a great career. But what I do, I love what I do. And I get to share that every day with spirit and with the people that come and see me. And I was going to give all that up because I gave my power to the external. So, you know, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're thinking. But I want you to ask yourself this one question before I finish, because I know I've gone on long and long today. But I want you to ask yourself this one question. If you step into your true power and you honestly put your hand on your heart and put these people in the fucker buckets that you're afraid of judgment from, that stop you from standing up and being you and truly being you, imagine the difference that you would make in people's lives that you serve, in your family's life, in your friend's life, and my friend, in your life. So if you want to change something, stand up. Don't care. It's not your job to listen to that. They might say it, but it's definitely not your job to listen. And don't forget, if you want to learn more about this, you can read my book. That's got the fucker buckets in, and it's on all the platforms, Audible, Spotify, Amazon, it's on everywhere. And you can even get it from my office and I'll sign it for you. And also, I've got that beautiful, amazing online course, The Grateful Three Approach to Mastering Your Mind. And that will teach you how to take back your power, how to manifest your dreams, how to cut ties with the past. It's got so much in it. It'll just change your life. It's self-paced as well. It's online. So you can do it as long as you want or as short as you want. And you can always go back and repeat modules if you like. And also, if you put in the code GR8FUL3, all in capital letters, you'll get a 10% discount. Have the best week, my friends. Take care. Talk to you again. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this show. It's important to note that while I'm here to inspire, encourage, and guide you, I'm not a psychologist, psychiatrist, or a doctor. Join me again in 2 weeks for more captivating revelations on the supernatural. Remember to be in with a chance to have your questions answered on the podcast. Subscribe to my newsletter at amrielord.com. Stay in the tribe to vibe. I appreciate you guys. See you next time.